It's my pleasure to be speaking to Alex Sim and Jordan Harris, the joint managers of the successful May and Baker side. What an incredible match that was.
Yeah, I mean, we started the game brightly. It was a tough game in the end. Overall, I thought we were the better side. I think the goalkeeper had a really good game, kept our chances out. But full credit to the lads, they dug in, dug deep. In extra time, players going down with cramp. But yeah, in the end, it's a lottery to penalty shootout, but luckily enough, we got the win.
Yeah, thinking all the way back to the first and second halves, they seem like a long time ago now, but yeah. I know you edged perhaps the first half. Was it a bit disappointing maybe you didn't go in at half-time with the lead?
Yeah. Keeper made a few weldies, didn't he? Probably made three or four top-class saves. Maybe a bit more clinical from us, and then we should have been 1-0 up at half-time, really. We'd be disappointed not to be 1-0 up at half-time.
Yeah, definitely. The goalkeeper for Wormer for definitely a man of the match performance from their perspective.
Yep, definitely. Can't argue with that. If it weren't for him, probably would have been 3-4-0. And then, but they did have their chances as well. Not just saying that, we could have scored a few, but they could have scored a couple as well. So yeah.
Absolutely. So to go 1-0 down, obviously, in the perspective of the whole game, it must have been quite deflating, perhaps.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, disappointed to go 1 down, but thought the boys showed great character. Equalised pretty quickly. I think that was the key to that. If it had gone another 10, 15 minutes, I don't think we'd have probably got the goal back. We had a bit of panicking a bit. But yeah, we had a few injuries tonight as well, which didn't really help. I think we had a bit of a lucky dip out there. End up 4 play, I think, come off. Yeah. Great battle from the boys.
Yeah, it was quite vital that he did equalise so quickly and perhaps predictable that it was Tom Harvey that got it.
Yeah, I thought Harvey was class tonight. Just showed he's played at a high level. But yeah, he's really enjoyed his football this season. So he has had a few niggles, been out for a few months with a few injuries, but we've had him back for the last few weeks and he's been a big addition again for us.
Yeah, and just a few moments after getting that equaliser, it was Jack Boys, I believe, who had that shot from perhaps 30 yards and almost ripped the goal out of the floor, but that was very unlucky.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't have hit any sweeter. Very unlucky. Left back at trade as well, so he's done us a job in the centre of the parks this evening with Josh Gill going off injured. But like I say, he's really unlucky with that shot. We all celebrating. We literally thought it was going in, but yeah, unlucky really. Good effort.
Yeah, so obviously it finished all square after extra time and niggly bit of extra time there, and it's gone to penalties. And how easy was it to find your 5 takers?
We had 6 takers, but a few of them couldn't really walk, so yeah. We had probably about 4.5 takers, so yeah, boys steps up. Can't complain. We had one guy miss, but he put his hand up, he took a penalty. All credit to him.
So it's a case of the players putting their hands up rather than you selecting, or was it a bit of both?
We had to sort of coax a couple, but I mean, we brought Frankie on, our second goalkeeper, or our first, joint goalkeeper, it's not really a... But yeah, we brought him on, last kick of the game, and he stepped up, scored his penalty. It's confidence, isn't it? If you want to take one, you want to take one.
Absolutely. So it's been a long night, but obviously a very enjoyable one and well worth it in the end.
Yeah, very enjoyable. We've worked hard all season as a group, as a squad. Full credit to the lads, they deserve everything they got tonight.
I was going to say, credit to Wormingford as well, I thought they battled superbly, considering they played extra time as well. Saturday just gone.
A very well organised team, and wish them luck for the rest of the season.
Yeah,